You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. Brenthurst Wealth is South Africa's top boutique wealth manager and also multi-award winning. I received a piece of work from the desk of Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town, and the headline of this piece of work was Small Money Habits Can Produce Big Results. It goes on to say, if you're unsure how to manage your finances properly, it often helps to think about how a business or brand would go about making and hanging on to money. A thriving business does not appear overnight, nor does financial security, it says. Success comes from smart decisions made consistently over time, balancing careful budgeting with growth. Now, the author of this piece is with me now. His name is Lloyd Uren. He's at Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town. What made you write this, Lloyd? It's interesting because whenever I think of Brenthurst, I think of, you know, big money and big decisions. You're talking about small little habits.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Lindsay. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
I think big money is always where the general notion people go to is, but especially when you're starting out, which is particularly the demographic of people I'd like to get in the door for financial planning, is the small habits is where the big money starts, in my opinion. So that was kind of the intention behind that.
Exactly. So from little acorns do great oak trees grow. That's an old saying.
The first Absolutely.
Thing, you, yeah, exactly. The first thing that you say is budgeting is king. You say a well-run business does not cut costs randomly. It trims expenses that do not add value while ensuring that essentials remain intact. So budgeting, you have to budget. I mean, and I know budgeting changes from economic condition to personal situations. So it's a dynamic, in other words.
Absolutely. And I think for me personally, I've always found the best way to understand something is to break a concept down to a simple term, a single term. And the key one I learned from studying business at Varsity was you become profitable by increasing what you're earning or reducing what you're spending. And I think the budgeting is pretty much a carbon copy, just in a different context. You know, the sort of the hidden things that you can stop spending on and sort of allocate them to where you want to invest it's generally a good starting point, and probably the better starting point than having R1 million to invest or whatever the case is, even though that would be amazing for everyone. Yeah, just to find where the sort of the loose changes and count the pennies and make the pounds count for you later on is kind of the starting point, I suppose.
It's just little things. And what I don't think many people realize, is certainly younger people, is that those pennies that you talk about, if you forget about them for 5 years but keep on hoarding them, then they do really add up, don't they?
No, absolutely. And it's something I've been guilty of in my own life. You know, I recently only remembered I was still paying an Apple Music subscription when I'd been using Spotify for the last 2 years. So those kind of things where, like I've sort of mentioned in the article, it's not about cutting out joy, but just realizing where you're spending your joy and not spending it on places where you're not using it. For example,
that's a whole other thing, of course, but I would suggest to anybody, and I'm guilty of what you've just described as well, Lloyd, and that is to go through your credit card statements, your bank statements every month, and if there's something there, you say, what is this for? I haven't used it, as you say, for 2 years or something. Just get rid of it. It makes a big difference. Next one is side hustle. Now, I've understood the side hustle to be another source of income or another job. Is that what side hustle means?
Absolutely. I think it's becoming quite a prominent topic and thing that a lot of people in sort of the 20s, early 30s age bracket are doing. I think we probably all feel the cost of living is a lot higher than our incomes from working conventional jobs is so far. So sort of looking for other ways to increase, again, coming back to the business notion of increasing revenues or decreasing expenses. That's a way to get more money in the door.
Good. The next paragraph is seeing the theory in practice. Now, you're going to have to explain this to me because you give us a couple of examples. I'll just read the first couple of sentences. It says here, when it comes to growing wealth, the key is not how much you start with, but how consistently you invest. And then you go on to the two simple scenarios. So maybe I'll hand over to you, Lloyd.
I think it's something we've spoken on before, and something I've written about before, is that the numbers don't lie. And just sort of, if you look at an example of, if you either specifically, as your paycheck comes in, you put aside 1,000 rand a month. This is a very sort of simple example. You put 1,000 rand aside a month. It's in an investment that's returning about 8% over 10 years. While that doesn't seem like a lot by stating it, but at the end of that 10-year period, you have around 180,000 rand, which is quite a substantial amount. Obviously, there's other factors that could be at play later on. As you earn more money, you put more money away. You could be in a sort of higher volatility risk portfolio where you're investing in equities. That could be 10-12%. But the true sort of value comes from the compounding interest, which is where your returns make returns year on year with your principal amounts. And that's sort of the one a lot of people tend to not understand, which is where I do my best to either allow them to understand that, or at least do the grunt work for them so that they have this amazing figure at the end of the day from a seemingly small starting amount.
Yeah, it is. It's a large amount of money. And again, you don't forget about it. But, you know, the years go by and suddenly you have a look and you get a statement through the post or online or something. And it says you've got this vast amount of money, which is a lot of money to many people. And what's the other one? You say, if on the other hand, you've managed to curb your spending habits and found 480 rand in your budget to invest every month, you would also get long-term benefits. Obviously not as much, but still, if you can find a small amount of money, which it is these days, it also grows, and it grows quite nicely without even bothering you.
Absolutely. And I think whether you do a pay yourself sort of notion, if you are a fan of The Richest Man in Babylon, or if you're a very good budgeter, or that sort of makes more sense in your current circumstances, it doesn't really matter how you sort of are able to set some money aside, as long as you are setting the money aside and be patient with it. Don't worry about what it's doing too much, especially in the first few years, but just being consistent about putting something away again and again, and ultimately reaping the rewards later on. Like you said earlier, you plant acorns and you, at the end of the day, you get a very big shady tree.
Very good. Final point, finding the right balance. What do you mean by this?
I mean, everything in life is balance, I suppose, Lindsay. If you you run every day 5Ks or for a half an hour, progressively your 5K time is going to get better. If you eat sort of a balanced diet every day, you won't reap the benefits tomorrow, but you'll remain healthy for a long period of time. And again, when it comes to budgeting, not necessarily cutting out the joys of your life, because it is important. I love a good cup of coffee, so I'm not going to specifically go and cut out buying coffees made better by someone else than I can make at home. But, you know, like maybe not doing it every day of the week, every second day, or enjoying it. But yeah, finding the right way to enjoy your life, but also be able to enjoy it later on because you've made provision for that.
And you make the point right to the end. You say, if you're unsure where to start, a financial planner can help you create a strategy that aligns with your goals and maximizes your long-term financial growth. And of course, your goals are very, very key to a financial strategy. And you say, the sooner you take action, the sooner your money starts working for you. So start straight away. Don't procrastinate. That would be my message alongside all your messages, Lloyd. And the other thing is, I would hope that the person delivering the South African budget. I mean, we're pre-recording this podcast the day before the South African budget, and I would hope that these sort of principles are absorbed by the deliverer of tomorrow's budget. We can only hope, Lloyd. Thank you very much for your time and your wisdom.
Absolutely.
Lloyd Uren
is
from Brenthurst Wealth in Cape Town, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.